of all, I'd like to ask you about the news that's just broken really in the last couple of hours, with the Prime Minister saying that Westminster is going to impose housing plans on England's local councils if they don't bring forward their own proposals within 3 months. You're in an area of Surrey which does have green belts, and there are concerns about what this will mean for the green belts. Where do you come in on this?
Well, thank you. This is going to be very concerning to all of local residents. I want to properly look at what's been said and digest properly what's been announced. But, you know, we've been expecting a sort of very hard position from the government with regards to imposing of housing targets. It's really, we need more housing, but we need the right houses in the right places. We also need to make sure that we've got the infrastructure for them. And that's something that I'm going to be particularly looking at as well, because right here we've got challenges with our road rail infrastructure, our sewage infrastructure. You know, what's the plan around this? Well, I think it's really important that we respect local democracy, and particularly the particular area that we live in. I mean, a large part of the Runnymede and Weybridge constituency is floodplain. So are they going to force us to build on floodplain? What about you know, protecting our greenbelt, which is so important. It's also a bit, I mean, it also feels a bit sort of a Wellian that then the government is now trying to redefine what greenbelt is into greybelt or some other sort of category. So from my perspective, I think it's really important we protect our greenbelts. I think there's challenges in terms of development in the Runnymede and Weybridge area, not only for the greenbelt, but also in terms of floodplain and flood risk and all the infrastructure challenges. I think we need to respect local democracy. I mean, it's really important to have people having a say what gets built where. And so I'm sort of looking forward to digesting it properly. That's not quite the expression I'm looking for. You know, I'm going to spend some time digesting properly and seeing what I can do as a local MP, working with other local MPs and our local authorities to try and protect ourselves as much as we can from what's going to come forward.
I mean, the people, the listeners that we speak to, and I've been here a long time and this has been an ongoing issue, but the people we speak to, they're not against house building. It's the way the houses are built. People do not seem to want large tower blocks with no infrastructure. And some might argue that the Tories were in power for 14 years. They had the ability to change the planning rules to suit what people wanted, and that hasn't happened.
Well, I think when your listeners say in terms of the people aren't against housing, I think that's totally the message I get as well. I mean, when you go and ask people, you ask local communities, you set up a neighbourhood forum, you know, what do you think we need and where would you put it? Often people come up with better solutions and ends up being more housing units than some sort of top-down imposition of some sort of target. You know, people aren't averse to housing. We need housing for our children. We need it for key workers. We need properly affordable housing locally. So I don't really meet many people who are against housing locally, full stop. I do some, but generally speaking, you know, people recognise that we've got housing needs, but it needs to be the right houses in the right places. And in terms of what we did over the last government, I mean, for me, one of the big parts of the Levelling Up mission wasn't only about fairness and, you know, supporting parts of the UK which weren't doing as well as other parts. It was also about making sure that housing need wasn't completely dumped on the southeast of England. You know, it can't be that, you know, we in the southeast end up being the place that we're going to house the majority of people in the UK. We, you know, for me, the Levelling Up mission was, well, if we can share and spread and improve economic opportunities across the UK, then people will follow that and the housing follows that. And that also has the effect of taking off some of the housing pressures of us locally.
Are these points that you'll be raising in Parliament?
I've already raised in Parliament the point about floodplain. I raised that to the Deputy Prime Minister directly. I've already been raising concerns about, you know, the housing targets as written parliamentary questions. I think it's been pretty much focused on the flooding and the infrastructure. But forgive me, I submit quite a lot of parliamentary questions on that, you know, more broadly.
It's only because I think people do get fed up of being called NIMBYs because they are worried about the rate of growth in maybe a rural area. area and what that also means for the infrastructure.
I do meet some people who are sort of against all development, full stop. Yeah. So, you know, there are people who have that point of view, and, you know, there's a wide range of views on the subject. But the vast majority of people I speak to recognize that we need to have houses locally. We need houses that people can actually afford, people, the houses that people actually want to live in. And that respects the local area. And people also get that, you know, we have lots of specific constraints where we are, not only the green belt, not only Crown Estate, but also the fact that we have vast waves of floodplain. And what I'm going to fight hard against is top-down targets which come out of some sort of computer algorithm that, you know, a human being hasn't looked at, that doesn't respect or recognize the particular circumstances that we have locally. And that, for me, this is what this whole process is so frustrating, because I think we need to trust local people in terms of putting together plans that work for us in terms of delivering housing need. I don't think it's NIMBYism. I think it's just, you know, we're the ones who are going to have to live with whatever happens, and we're the ones who already have lots of challenges around our local infrastructure.